Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and beloved, God is in the miracle-working business. Greetings, friends. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, and you can also access the broadcast at our website, unveiledchrist.org, at any time, at your convenience. Before I continue on in a message I've been sharing these last several days on living bones, looking at the passage of Scripture found in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, the Valley of Dry Bones, the Lord placed on my heart to just minister to the needs of those who are listening. And there is a sister with pain in the back of her, on the right side, high up on the back of the neck, going into the shoulder area. And just, if you're able, just place your hand there. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the power of God and the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have not changed. You have come to set the captive free. By the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. So, Father, I pray right now that you're going to touch this condition. Father, I thank you for that headache, that sinus headache, that congestion in the sinuses. I rebuke that, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for a natural, healthy draining of the sinuses, the pressure to go, or the pain to go, in Jesus' name, and the root cause of this condition to be bound in the name of the Lord. And I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for healing. And there's a sister also, there's an oppression that has, and despondency that has settled upon you. Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke this heaviness in the name of Jesus. You've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And I rebuke this demonic oppression. Lord, she is going forward in you. The enemy would make her think that her efforts are of no consequence, that she's just deceiving herself. She's not moving forward. She's not any different than what she's been. The enemy is pointing out all her faults, all her failures. And so, Father, I rebuke this lying spirit in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, go, devil. And I thank you, Lord, for your strength, for your vision, for your faith to stir in her heart. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And there's a brother who has been very concerned in terms of the family's finances. Father, I'm praying for financial provision for this brother, for his family. I ask you to open a door. Lord, you have never failed in your promises to your people. You are a good God. It is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to open up the windows of heaven for this brother, for their needs, that you will provide every need financially and materially. And of course, Lord, encouragement to this brother's heart. Father, let him know that you have given health and strength, but you are Jehovah Jireh. You are really the provider. Yes, he's the natural provider for his family, but Lord, you are the provider for every one of your children. And I release the blessings of heaven, Father, to every listener, those who are, Lord, we're living in hard times. Lord, it's hard being in this world. Lord, there's just wickedness abounding. And so, Father, I thank you for strength and peace and joy in the midst of the trials we go through. And I thank you for answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I was just thinking recently, as I was actually ministering, as I had shared earlier this week, that I had been in the Phoenix area taking care of my brother's final affairs. And I woke up in the morning and my left heel, it was painful to walk. I was limping around. And that was the last thing I needed at that point in time as I was attempting to clear an apartment. And I prayed, and I don't know what caused it, but all I know is it did go. in the name of Jesus, and I was healed, and I just thank God that I was had the strength and the ability to do what needed to be done. So, beloved, by faith we receive healing. By faith we receive the blessings, the goodness, the promises of God. So just praise God. Lord, we praise you that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for releasing joy in our hearts. Father, let us understand our joys are not dependent upon this world system, but upon you. And as we reflect upon your goodness, your mercy, your faithfulness, oh Lord, few things are as stirring and cause gratefulness to well up in our hearts is your faithfulness. Though friends, though family desert us, you will never fail us. You will never forsake us. You will never leave us. But you are with us everywhere at all times, even to the end of the age. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right, beloved. Well, let us go on in the word of the Lord. We've been looking at Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And we've been looking at the important lessons that we can learn from this passage, the importance of God's prophetic word, the importance of the breath of God, the wind of God, the Holy Spirit. We see and have seen his workings, how he speaks first the word, his will, and then the Holy Spirit gives the power and the ability to accomplish it. And as we move on now, another fourth important point to understand is the very act of prophesying by Ezekiel. There was a twofold remedy. First of all, did you notice, as I've shared these verses, he is commanded to prophesy to the dry bones, verses 4, 5, and 6. Again, he said to me, prophesy upon these bones, say unto them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord was, in verse 5, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6, I will bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. When God does something amazing and impossible in terms of the natural circumstances, we know that it is the Lord. So Ezekiel is commanded to speak to the bones on God's behalf. And then it's not just speaking to the natural condition. He is commanded to prophesy to the wind. And what does that mean? In other words, he's commanded to speak to God in behalf of those who have been slain by the devil. He's preaching the word of God, and then he prays for the power of the Holy Spirit, that he is saying, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain that they may live. That is the request, that they can really come alive. And beloved, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the church as a whole. Isaiah 48 and 11 says, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. That's the Lord speaking. It's been a powerful scripture that has so impacted my life in ministry, that God wants us to command the work of his hands. Why? That's just the way he has ordained it. When he commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh, Nineveh was a very wicked city. Jonah just did not want to do that, because he knew God. And after a bit of a bit of time in the belly of a large fish, he finally decided that he would obey God. The fish vomited him up for 40 days. He preached, he prophesied about the judgment that was coming. And lo and behold, that those wicked Ninevites, at least for that generation, repented and judgment was spared. Well, Jonah wasn't terribly happy with that at that point, because they were great. They were a cruel and wicked people and enemy of Israel. But nonetheless, you see, God wants to partner with his people, just because he declared prophesied judgment. But, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, hear this, that's what God said to Solomon, and if they turn from their wicked ways, if they will seek my face, if they'll pray, then I will heal their land. I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Beloved, we are, I believe, the Holy Spirit is focusing on our individual lives. We are at a cross point in this nation. We are being divided. We're being torn apart. Forces, and it's not just flesh and blood, beloved. It's not just corrupt politicians. It is the very forces of hell to destroy and bring havoc to the world. And of course, it is a prelude to the beast system, to the world of the Antichrist, and the things that Revelation talks about that will take place before the end. And so, beloved, we must interact with the Lord and do what he has called us to do. Well, let's move on. There is yet another thing we need to look at, and that is the parties included in this vision, or the components, if you will. First of all, there's the Lord, right? And then there's the dry bones. Of course, it was referring to natural Israel, but I'm expanding this to include not only natural Israel, although it will occur, but also the body of Christ, including Jew and Gentile, coming together as a great army, and that's what's happening in our day. And then thirdly, there's leadership that is ordained by God, which in this case, Ezekiel the prophet, we must be sensitive to and obedient to the Spirit of God. In verse 3, he was asked, can these bones live? This is faith in action. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and the preaching is to be in the faith of God's promises. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Spirit quickened an army of soldiers raised from the dead and ready to breathe out their God-given life in his service. It took the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish that. And beloved, it's going to take the quickening power of God's Holy Spirit to bring life where there has been death, lukewarmness, idleness, and we are to arise, for this is the time that we are approaching the end of all things, and we must hear God's Spirit speaking to our hearts and be willing to do what he would ask us to do as a body and as individuals. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I praise God for these precious moments we share together. I love you and pray for you every day. And I do invite you to write. If it's less effort to email, that's fine. I will pray for whatever the needs are. But if you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address. Thank you so much for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.